Wayne County auctions off tens of thousands of tax foreclosed properties every year. The county's latest annual property auction wrapped up last week. It's a major event for budding Detroit real estate investors. Their wins can also be devastating losses for people living in those homes. But a growing movement is trying to help some of them become winners too. Michigan state law requires county treasurers to auction off all properties that are tax delinquent after 3 years. That law dates back to 1999. Back then, the idea that one county would auction off tens of thousands of properties every year seemed crazy, and that anyone with an internet connection could bid, unimaginable.
Yeah, we have two in 7 minutes. They should be closing. The bidding went up.
That's Michelle Oberholzer. She's in a Midtown Detroit office space with her laptop, watching the auction take place online. Oberholzer founded the nonprofit Tricycle Collective. Their mission is to help families who stand to lose their homes in this auction. One way to do that, by turning those families into bidders themselves. 28,000 foreclosed properties went to auction this year, the vast majority of them in Detroit. They included roughly 8,000 occupied homes. The Tricycle Collective raised $20,000 to help 30 families try and stay in their homes. Oberholzer says it feels great to win and to let a family know they can keep their home, but
even when it works, it does not feel right.
She says that's because this whole process just isn't fair.
People are losing their homes by the thousands for small sums of money based on questionable tax assessments and are not being made aware of their options.
But in the meantime, they can try to work the system so those people at least have a shot. Oberholzer consults a spreadsheet on her laptop.
This is my watch list, so you can see the properties of interest that I'm following. Active, five left.
The Tricycle Collective canvassed 400 homes in Detroit to make sure residents did know their options. This year, a new state law prevented tax-delinquent homeowners from bidding to win back their homes, so the collective targeted renters. Oberholzer says almost none of them knew anything about the foreclosure and auction process. Crystal Fisher was an exception.
I was outside cleaning, and they came to my door and gave me hope and options, because literally, in 2 weeks, I was moving.
Fisher is standing on the front porch of the house she had been renting in Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood. Now, thanks to the auction, she owns it. Her winning bid was the minimum $500, same as her monthly rent.
So now I can fix it up, I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
Fisher says this is nothing short of a miracle, because just a couple weeks ago, she was in a really bad spot. She'd been getting foreclosure notices for months. The landlord assured her he would fix things, but Fisher was suspicious, and eventually she found out that the landlord didn't own the house at all. And then he disappeared. So Fisher tried to come up with a plan. She even found out about the auction and considered buying the house, but she thought she would have to pay off all the back taxes, $18,000.
If I'm gonna buy a house, it's not gonna be this neighborhood for that price.
But Fisher didn't know about the second round, where bidding starts at $500 plus the cost of summer taxes, until Michelle Oberholzer came to her door.
I made that money order out the next day. I said, oh, that's all? Oh, I'm going, and I signed up.
And it paid off.
So you figure I'm a single parent with two kids. I don't want to rent forever, but now I gotta save, the kids need school clothes, I gotta do this, that. This left me with options.
Fisher's is one of 18 homes the Tricycle Collective won at auction. They realize this doesn't solve any of the bigger problems, or even put much of a dent in the immediate crisis. But it gives a few families, like Crystal Fisher's, a new sense of security and more control over their future. And that makes a big difference to them. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.